What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Hi, Scout.
Hi, babe.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? Like, we haven't been spending the whole day with one another.
I'm so fucking tired. I'm so tired. It does sound a little bit weird.
Oh, boy.
You can hear it? Can you hear it? There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, fabulous. I'm fucking deaf, dude. I went to a club the other night in Vegas. I did bottle service and danced my ass off. I haven't done that.
Who are you?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Bottle service?
I had bottle service.
Like beautiful women, like in barely anything, going like, hey.
No, I didn't get, that's only for champagne, I think.
Oh, okay. So you just like had your own like little seat?
I basically bought it because I wanted to be able to sit down in case my feet hurt.
Oh my God.
That's really what it was. I'm so fucking old.
I fucking love that you bought a fucking...
Listen, it was a lot.
How much was the seat to sit down?
There was six of us. And six of us over, well, except for my husband, six of us over 40. And I literally haven't been dancing in like 15 years. Uh-huh. It was on the rooftop. The DJ was an old friend of mine. And he said, come between 11:30 and 12. And I was like, 11:30 and 12? I'm in bed way before that. I'm in bed by, and this is California time or Nevada time. From Texas. I was like, dude, I'm fast asleep. I'm in REM like already by that point. So got a table. It was outside. So I felt like not so crowded. I made sure that it wasn't house or trance music because I can't do
what
that.
What kind of music was it?
It was OG hip hop.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So there were all these people there, obviously. And it was so interesting because the DJ was 51. He actually was my trainer when I did Circus of the Stars. Have you guys ever watched Circus of the Stars on TV? So for the,
I was
going to
say, no one knows. Okay, like a couple people. I didn't know what this was.
Because you're young.
This is dope.
Circus of the Stars.
This is dope.
So Circus of the Stars back in the day was like, I think it was on ABC, where they would take celebrities and they would train them for 3 months and they would do a circus act.
Do you know why that got canceled?
Because somebody died?
Yeah. somebody got fucking injured.
No, she's lying. Nobody died.
People broke their fucking ankles.
I mean, you do trapeze. I didn't do trapeze.
Well, now
you try
we've got TikTokers
things.
And all of that. They go crazy. So I can imagine doing that show.
When I was little, I used to set, I was like five or six watching it, and I would set up like pillows around my grandma's living room. And I would
Parkour! I could just see little baby Danielle. Oh my God, like Halloween.
What's parkour?
Oh my. Parkour! Danielle, do you ever wonder when That's we're impressive. Around, when we're walking somewhere and I go, parkour! You don't know what I'm doing?
I don't listen to you half the time. Wait. Am I the only one that doesn't know what this is?
It's awesome walking.
There's a name that's called speed walking.
It's like that.
Wait.
It's where you jump from things. You go parkour. Parkour.
What's the point of this?
Being fun.
Like in public, you jump from things
no,
to things?
No, I'm not like jump. I'm not like fucking monkey like jumping around. It's being silly when you're just like, oh, look it, I'm going to parkour off of this curtain here.
Who made this up? some French? Probably this is some a real kids. Thing?
Probably some like 14-year-old kids are like, Bobby, parkour is huge. Some viral fucking
I'm so
shit.
Lost.
I don't know.
I'm so fucking
Anyways,
lost.
Continue on with your story.
Anyway, so
this is why I'm here.
Jesus Christ. So I was like, I'm going to be out. So I got a table and was able to dance and sit down. And we got a bottle of tequila. And because that was like, you have to have a bottle of something. I was
no
like, what do I want to drink? Because I don't want to be sick tomorrow. And I had just come
tequila?
Back from your fucking bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, let's circle back to that weekend first before we get to this weekend.
Yeah, so take us through if you guys have been listening to our Instagram, watching Scout's Instagram. I don't post as much. I don't know how to do this shit.
Scout, oh my God, repost you know what how many she posts. I was like, Danielle, post this. Post this.
So I ended up having to fly by myself.
That's okay. You were gonna
to
drive.
Meet everybody. And here I have my fucking bride hat on. I'm like wearing all white. I'm like being dropped off at Burbank. I'm like, bye, babe. See you. And I sit down and everyone's like, are you the bride? I'm like, yeah. They're like, where's your people? Like, in Vegas. I'm meeting them. But I sat this poker player, apparently like this really famous poker player, was like, don't you worry, I'm gonna pass my information to you. You guys can get this free. But we didn't have any time to do any of that.
Could have passed the information on to me. I'd have hooked it up.
I was a little stressed over the fact that my person bailed. So I was just like, I just get to Vegas, just
we
get
were
to
never
Vegas,
supposed
just get
to go to Vegas, you guys. We
oh,
were
yeah,
all
we were.
Scout's idea of what she wanted to do for her bachelor party was to go to Zion.
Yeah.
Which I'd never been
National
to.
National Park.
Someone's going to Zion National Park in this room, right?
Who? No?
Oh, someone DM'd said that they were going to be going. Okay. All right.
Do you
Maybe
guys know what? Any, have you heard of Zion, anybody? Oh.
Yeah, it's a national park.
Oh, well.
It's like Yosemite.
I'm just starting to be outdoorsy.
I know.
I grew up like not being allowed to do anything fun because I had to work. So I'm just now starting to do it.
So that was my whole thing. And then there's this hike called the Narrows. Does anybody know what the Narrows is?
Yes.
You're pretty much treading through water in between like slot canyons. And you have to like keep your balance on rocks, like as you're just pushing yourself with
through
like a walking
a river.
Stick. Yeah, and so that got flooded because of the snow that was happening up in Utah. So it was overflowing and the speed of the river was too fast. It was too unsafe. So they shut it down. So I was like, well, fuck, that's like my major thing that I want to do.
And we were all flying in from Kentucky, Tennessee,
Austin,
Texas to meet up in Vegas and then drive
to Zion
together.
It's like a 2.5-hour drive.
Yes.
So once that got canceled, I was like, fuck, like they're like, what am I going to do for these girls? Like, so I have to figure out something. So then I was like, oh, these bitches are going to love Magic Mike. We'll go to Magic Mike. We'll just spend.
Us bitches. Have you guys seen the videos? This bitch fucking loves Magic.
I wasn't supposed to go to Magic Mike.
Dude.
Because I know how I would act at Magic Mike.
She was all about it.
The bunch of dongs just in my face.
There were no dongs in the face. They were in jeans.
I mean, okay, but they're still there.
Yeah, but they're not still, like banana hammock dongs in your face.
No, some guys were wearing thongs.
Really? I didn't see any butts at all.
You did not see thongies? Oh,
no.
My God. Well, the thongs
anyway.
Didn't go on you, but.
No.
Anyways, so I get there and my girlfriend Tess, like, she's the one that meets me there. She's like, yeah, so let's go to the hotel and then we're going to check into our room. Danielle's going to come later and the sister should be there. And like, no, they're not going to meet me at the
airport.
So
it's her future husband's three sisters.
Which is fucking nerve-wracking.
And one other girlfriend.
I've only hung out with these sisters with his parents and Tom. So I have not seen the other side. Also, I'm pretty wild. So I'm like, do I have to tame myself in front of these girls on my bachelorette party?
Dude, no.
I was like really nervous.
But then I was
when
telling her.
When alcohol's involved, I act like a goofball.
But they were already sending me videos and pictures of the penis stuff they were buying and the naughtiness. And I was like, dude, she doesn't even know what she's about to get into. I was really excited that the Narrows, sorry, Scout, got canceled for that day because then we could party in Vegas. Like I can do Vegas for her as her matron
Vegas.
Of honor.
Oh, no, not hate Vegas. I just like
she's
every
not
time
had
I,
a good time.
Every time I come here, I have the worst time.
It's your company.
It's
you
always
keep.
A boyfriend that's fucking mad at me or something. I did something like we get in a fight or something.
Something happens.
But I think that pulls like a lot of tourists. Like I feel like that happens to a lot of tourists.
And
they have one night in Vegas.
Actually, my friends and I was just with in Vegas the other night.
They got in a fight.
They got into a fight.
See?
Because he was trying to tell her how to play slots.
See? Don't do it. It's don't tell me what to do in Vegas.
That's right.
Or don't look at other things in Vegas.
Right.
Those are the two keys in Vegas.
Pretty much. Apparently. But it was like, yay, we get to do it. So yeah. I had this room set up. By the way, the hotel was freaking awesome where the show was, which I'm like.
Yes. Sahara?
Sahara. Have you guys ever been to the Sahara?
You did?
They were so cool.
They're awesome.
And so shout out to the Sahara, because I had not stayed there, and they gave us this coolest rooms with these awesome mirrors on the ceiling, I have to tell you.
We'll tell you. Don't you worry.
Mirrors on the ceiling, and then they have these showers that have like blinds where.
Oh, I was excited about that. You're my sitting girlfriend. In the I was bed. Like, I get to watch you take a shower. She was like, ah. I was like, come on. Oh, well, anyways, so I get there and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna take a nap because I didn't sleep the night before. And Tess was like, no, we just gotta go meet the girls really quick. I'm like, well, we're not going like to dinner for like another 2 hours, and Danielle's not even here.
Oh yeah, she thought I wasn't coming until four, yeah. But I was there earlier setting up the dicks all over her room.
Well, then we walk in and there's fucking dicks galore, vagina chocolates, like everything is just like set up.
Yes,
and
thank
then
you.
She's there with the fucking makeup artist.
Yes.
Like, literally.
Ready for scalp, so she didn't have to worry about anything.
So cute. That's so sweet.
Wendy, you're awesome. She did a great job.
So we went and did that, and then we opened up gifts.
Yes.
The girls got me a bunch of...
What did my husband get you?
Oh, my God. I forgot that was from you.
So I told David we were going to do Vegas, and then he's like, David. I'm gonna get scalp something. And I was like, oh, that's like, sweet. I mean, she's like his sister, you know? What?
Her honor. Through, so.
Yeah. Her, yeah. Well, yeah. So because her other maid of honor fell through, I was like, I got it. I'm going to just, let's do it.
I knew I should have made you anyways, but I just,
well, yeah.
When you know someone longer,
anyway.
You're like, I don't want him to be mad at me or whatever.
Anyway, so I was like, fuck it, it's on. So I told David, okay, I'm doing everything. Like, let's get on fucking Etsy. Let's get on Amazon Prime. Let's get all this shit that I can possibly get her. So he's like, I'm going to get Scout something. And I was like, oh, that's really sweet. So a day later,
you should have known it was like not sweet. So, it's the fate, like the best game that we
what's
played.
What's it called?
Come on your face. Come face. Is it shorter? Sweeter.
Have you played it? Who's played it?
No one's played it.
Oh,
God.
We should have brought
it. What would you guys have thought if that was just sitting right here in the middle?
Like, this show's going to be hot.
So it's basically, it's a game. It's a toy.
It's a toy, yeah.
Where there's two, it's a what? It's like pie face?
Yeah, it's like pie face. You just get something else in your face.
So you fill these, there's two penises and...
Well, let's talk about that when we get to that part.
Okay.
Oh, it's the ones where you jerk them
off. Yes!
You fill with water.
He's playing it! Oh, I love it! Did you win?
You play against each other.
Yeah. And we'll get to that when we get to it.
Okay, okay.
Because there was actually
just
a question.
To get the visual.
Okay, so I'm opening up all my gifts. Come to face. Is that what it's called? Come face. Come face. Come on face. Game. So we do that, and then we go down and have a really nice dinner, where everybody tells me why they love me, which is so great, because I asked for it.
Yes.
I
won the game, though.
Oh, we're not there yet. No. There's a whole night for come on face. There's a whole night for come on face. And then we go to Magic Mike. And by the time that we're fucking at Magic Mike, I am gone.
You're trash. You're a happy lid.
I was happy. Like, I don't remember much of Magic Mike.
She looked so cute. She was wearing, like, her hat. I got her, like, penis veil. And then she had, like, a bustle.
I had a butt bow.
Butt bow. Seashells. And, like, and to go to Magic Mike for you to go on stage, they told me
pants.
You can't wear a dress or a skirt because they won't take you up on stage for obvious reasons. So she was wearing pants. And then I messaged them as well. Hi, everybody.
A lot of people are watching on this day.
I messaged as well and said, like, hey, if you got, like, we're coming. This is my friend. It's her bachelorette party. You know, if you can get her on stage, basically, like, just embarrass her and make her feel super uncomfortable and go to town was my goal. And they did.
Yeah, so my buddy actually sings with Magic Mike. So he told all the boys that I was coming and where we were sitting.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to get us the tickets comped. That's what he was trying to do.
Yes.
But he wasn't working that night.
We got backstage passes, so thank you, Magic
Mike.
When
all the guys were coming by the couch, they were like, Scout, Scout, Scout,
scale. Like, I was just like, what the fuck? It's like carrots. I was like, what is happening every time that they were passing the couch? And then the one guy grabbed me and took me over to sit by this one lady. And he was like, you have pants on? I was like, yeah, I have pants on. And I was trying so hard to get this, the group of women that look miserable in the corner.
Some girls like almost started to fight with Scout in the bathroom.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that. Some girls, like, fucking made fun of how I looked. And I was like, they literally were like, what did I say?
I said, I'm sorry, you're not a happy person.
Yeah, I was like, sorry, you're not a happy person.
They were like, ugh, this,
this.
Like, she was all dressed up and fucking beautiful, and they were just jealous. And you know how there's some women that support other women and others that just can't handle it? Yeah, these women couldn't handle
it. Bitch, if someone walked in the bathroom and they were wearing a fucking tutu bow and like some seashells, I would have been like, yes, bitch, let's go. I'd be like, I'm taking pictures of you,
And there were some that were super, super like
if
that.
If I had one more drink in me, I probably, because I went up to you and I was like, these fucking bitches just made fun of me.
Yeah. I was like, and I thought they can't be going to the show because. Yeah. Why would they be going to Magic Mike if they were like being assholes to her? And they came to the show.
Yeah, so weird.
I'm glad I wasn't in the bathroom with you.
When I got pulled on stage. Can you explain when I got pulled on stage? Because I kind of don't remember it. The entire time I'm talking to this guy, I'm like so nervous. I'm just like, yeah, this is really great. Are you good? Like, you're having a good time, right? Like, I'm just like, can't fucking shut the fuck up.
Super uncomfortable.
And he's also trying to tell me, like, I mean, they're talking to you the entire time. They're like, hey, so I'm gonna turn you around. Okay, hey, so I'm gonna just slide you over. Okay, just position yourself. I'm gonna pick you up, okay? It's gonna be, you know, I'm just like, there's,
I know.
I should have been saying that to myself. Yeah. But both of us.
I mean, I guess it's like they have to because they can't ask permission, so they don't want to get, like, have there be an issue later.
Yeah, the safe word was unicorn.
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 Did you use the word?
I would never fucking remembered unicorn. I was so gone.
Would you have ever you felt the need to use the word unicorn with them? It was so much fun.
So PG.
They were such great dancers, and yeah, they definitely hit it from the back fairly hard. I was a little surprised at like how they were like banging. I mean, not you, but
when you say that.
No, they were. Well, no, that's not true.
No, they were pounding you from the back, Scott. You don't remember that?
No, he was actually doing it from the front. But you don't remember that? I sent you the video.
He wasn't. I mean, he was barely on me. Like he was
thrusting pretty hard.
He
was doing the
technique
to the chair
where he wasn't on. Like yeah. Like he was like. You know, like Michael Jackson, like you're floating in air. Like, he somehow was like floating in air and thrusting the air. I was like, okay. I was like, all right.
He wasn't like doing it to, like, you probably couldn't feel it, but
I couldn't feel nothing.
It looked like he was like going to town.
Oh, okay.
So
well, as long as it looked good for you,
it looked great.
That's all that matters.
It looked great
from the front row. All the ladies.
We had a fucking blast.
It was so much fun. And then
what happened? What happened from there?
Then we did the 3.5 hour car ride.
No, not yet. You're missing out on something fun.
Duh. Oh my God. So
we were going to bed.
I am ready to go to bed. I have a plan because the next morning we're getting up at 8 a.m. to travel and get on e-bikes and go in the Narrows because it opened. So I'm like, this is what the plan is, bitches. We are doing my hike the next day. Yeah. It's my bachelorette party.
No, no.
Yes, let's go. So this I already arranged a Secret Service fucking van to pick us up outside of the hotel. And by this time, I have a large penis on my head.
That we were throwing rings on all night.
That we were throwing rings on, so I'm gone.
And anyone ever been to the Palomino? It is, I believe, let me see. Raise your hands. Who's been to the Palomino? See?
Okay.
Shout out to the Palomino. Thank you. I sent my husband there for his bachelor party, by the way.
I wonder if I got the same girl.
No. I want her to have tattoos.
I'm just kidding.
No. I said she had to have brown hair and tattoos for him.
Whoa.
I just, for the dance.
What a wife you are. That's great. Hot as shit, tattoos.
Back then I was like, no blondes because his ex was blonde, but now I'm a fucking blonde. So.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's just circle back to taking my fucking fiance's sisters.
Yes.
Strip joint.
I thought, first of all, it's the only full nude where alcohol is served. It's the oldest one, right? Yeah. It's old school. So we literally had like Secret Service fans.
I got bottle service.
We got bottle service
at a strip club.
So they were awesome. They picked us up, threw Scout in the van, and then we took her there.
She was being kidnapped. And I was like this, what? No, we gotta go to bed.
No, we're not going to bed.
Well, something else is happening behind my back.
Oh, yeah, we'll tell you that in a minute.
Something else is being put into a room. Someone is being shuffled in through the lobby, like missing us, and being shoved into someone's room.
Wait, you're
gonna. This is happening.
Wait.
No, so we
go to the Palomino, and we've got our bottle of whatever it was, and then I'm like, I'm gonna buy Scout a private dance, because there's two levels. There's like,
but I bought this bitch a private dance before she bought me one.
But I bought it, and from I was like, what kind of girl do you like? You know, whatever, because you guys Scouts buy, and I'm like, you can't just have like men. Like, let's get some women up in here. It's her bachelorette party, and of course, so I ended up, Scout picked a girl, and then all of a sudden they're taking me to the private room.
I picked the nicest one. I picked the nicest one that didn't look like a lot of the girls
didn't
there.
Look scary.
Yeah, a lot of the girls were like just didn't like look like they wanted to be there.
Yeah.
And so I picked the one that was like smiling at me. I like to smile at other women. Some women don't like that, man.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this in the airport today. I was like, why don't all these girls give me a bad look? And I was like, oh, is it because I'm smiling at them? And she's like, yeah.
Well, you also said they like you more than me. Like, women like me more than you.
Yeah.
Because I don't smile at them. I'm like, or I'm mean, or like.
No. I think women are, I don't know. Maybe because, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm too happy. Or I'm too like, what's your life like? How are you? Maybe I ask too many questions.
It's envy. We got to support other women.
I'm obviously not doing great. I'm going to Vegas, okay?
So she buys me, it's there's two options. You have three dances for $100, so it's like 15 minutes. Or they apparently they have like rooms where there's beds. It's like $700. I was like, I don't know what's going on in there, but whatever's happening there, I'm not interested in.
I swear to God.
Oh God, no.
No.
So anyway, we between the two of us, we bought six songs, which is a half an hour.
I bought you a dance to go in by yourself.
I know, but I didn't want to go by myself.
And she didn't want to go by herself. I'm sorry. You thought it was not awkward at all. Just imagine. Just imagine.
So we both went into a private little room with a curtain
The same girl. So
in a little booth. So I was watching her dance for Scout. I thought it was really hot, actually. I'm a voyeur.
Can I say I found out something about you?
What?
That was lovely.
Oh no, I'm so scared. Did you say this to me in person?
Eye contact.
Oh. Yeah, my husband's here. You should ask him.
Does Danielle give eye contact in bed? Like,
really?
like the entire time.
No, she'll look away.
Oh. You give eye contact.
Because I'm nervous. Because I don't want to look at her tits or anything else. So I'm like, just look at her eyes.
That's all I
want to
look at.
Look at her eyes.
That's all I want to look at. I want to look at the fucking eyeballs.
Right?
I'm like,
That's what it is. I was like, I don't want to disrespect her, so just look at her
much.
Eyes. I know,
like,
she's getting all turned on.
So much. Yeah, that's it.
But it was hot. That's I was it. Like, ooh, she likes Scout more than me. She told Scout that she could suck her tits if she wanted to.
I was like, oh, it's okay. I was like, it's okay, it's really okay.
And the owner was like, you go, like, take these girls, go down. And we were like, just 15 minutes is fine, keep the rest. Like, we're good.
I don't, like, just with you across the way, I was like, this is crazy. This is the craziest thing we have ever done together.
Just watching. I was like, I want to watch.
What do you feel like? Like that happening, David? What do you think? Like, her and I getting a lap dance, like this far away from each other from the same girl. Butt ass naked.
It's totally normal.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
Done it? Has anyone done that here with their
Okay.
With your girlfriends, right? It's just maybe just weirder that it's in a private room.
They're married? Yeah. You're married.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
In Miami.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
It's hot, right?
Also, Danielle always says Danielle always says that we have never hang out. We just do a lot of events together. We just have never, like, this was our first real weekend
of
no
just
work,
partying.
Nothing, just partying.
So it was our first initial, like, hangout, yeah. And we have a fucking, like...
Naked girl.
A naked, like, well, she's giving you a lap, it's like her cheeks are in my face, like, spread. Like, I can see her butthole. I'm just like, what is happening? I was like, this is crazy.
You know what I did like, though?
I don't know
how. I liked...
And the 15 minutes went fucking long. I was like,
could you imagine a half an hour?
When she said, suck my tits, I was like, okay! I'm set. I was like, do you see all this bride stuff on me? Like, dick and then, like, seashells, bride, slip.
She was awesome.
I gotta get out of here.
What I liked about her was that
she was normal. She was great.
She didn't have a smell. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, she
had
like
a smell.
I, she
like
just
not her vagina,
smelled,
but
well,
like
I'm
her
not
perfume.
Smelling her vagina, but like I can smell
like
perfume.
Here.
Well, she was way more on top of you than me, but I was like, okay, good, because some women, I've been to strip clubs many a times, and sometimes they, you know, it's like that Amber, like, you know, the Victoria's Secret spray, and you're like, oh, that's in the bathrooms, the ladies' bathrooms. You're like, oh, I can't. Like, I don't want that. I don't know if it's a guy, like, do men like women, like, if the woman's super hot, but her perfume smells too much or too weird, like, I can't do it. I don't know.
Wait, girls smell
like something? Breathe out of your mouth. Breathe out of your mouth. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
I was glad
you
that there wasn't.
You make it work, Danielle. You make it work.
We're there for the naked chicks.
Yeah, you make it work.
I guess. Guys don't really. They're not smelling.
I mean,
smelling.
I like women like pheromones, you know? So
yeah,
yeah,
maybe
I get
maybe
it.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I just like the smell of like real. I don't want like other stuff.
Yeah.
They lace it sometimes.
Yeah.
They what?
Lace it.
Oh.
So like when guys are lick on them or whatever.
Oh. Oh yeah, you know they used to have a fucking million years ago, they used to make Kama Sutra used to make a kit. Do anyone ever hear the Kama Sutra kit? That was like a jar thing. They had them at sex shops where you'd get like the massage oil and then they had a dusting powder that tastes like candy. Mm-hmm. It was like had a little like glitter in it and that was like, you know, you'd like put it on for glitter and then it would your body would taste good. Yeah, I went
that's what I would do.
I'm
oh my god.
Oh god, oh god. Wait. Oh, we're gonna use that for a movie.
So,
Don't steal it.
So throughout all of this is happening.
Danielle's playing a hooker.
Yes.
As long as I can do
that. Can't see anything. Yes. Great. It's good. Okay, perfect.
So while this is happening, my husband's on a motorcycle ride.
No, your husband is at the hotel at this point. Do you remember that package that was being delivered to a room?
Yeah, the package was delivered.
The package was for Danielle.
Well, I was like, I gotta run down. Well, my husband text messaged me and was like, you know, like I'm on my motorcycle, like I'm actually gonna be driving. I could detour.
Because
you're
going to
be all
hot
and bothered. You're going to, you know, Magic Mike. Then you're going to a strip club. And he's like, I don't want to impose.
He thought perfectly. You're going to have
dongs
and vagina in your face. I'm coming.
I'm coming to receive the benefits of your experience.
Yeah.
Instead of going to bed with your girlfriends.
As you should.
So I was like, I got to run downstairs. So I had to go run downstairs without them knowing because I wanted it to be a secret. Like, it's more fun if it's like your secret little thing, you know, that you know, like, your person's going to be waiting for you when you come home. It was like, I don't know, like role playing in some weird way. You got to keep it fun. Alice Cooper told me before I got married, you have to be, he's like, I have one thing to tell you, one piece of advice for you. Be your man's wife and his mistress.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's really good.
That's
really
nice.
Good advice.
That's right.
So he's like, I can detour. I could be in Vegas in 4 hours. I was like, oh, well, I don't want to tell the girl. I don't want it. Like, you're not coming. You know, I'm not going to be back till like after two.
You know, my little drunk self would have been so happy to see David.
But you know what? I didn't know. And it was your party, and I wanted you to be comfortable. I didn't know if you would be weirded out or it would make it odd. Like, if it was my bachelorette party and Tom showed up, I'd be like, I'm
disappointed. You probably wouldn't have got me out of the room. I would have been talking to him the entire time. I was like, you don't understand what is happening to me. You guys were like, we want to fuck each other. Get out of here.
So at some point, I was like, I got to run downstairs real quick, girls. And they were like, well, what's happening? I'm like, I just got to go do something real quick. And ran downstairs and gave my husband my room key, essentially, and was like, here's my room key.
And almost gave him my ID.
Oh, I didn't tell him this. So then I'm like, go back. And then the girls all come down, and we go to Magic Mike, and I can't find her driver's license. because she gave it to me in my purse and I had already been drinking. And I was like, oh my God, I think I gave David her fucking driver's license with my room key in the packet. How am I going to get her on a plane tomorrow? Like, how am I going to do this?
You would have had to drive with me to LA.
I couldn't think straight. I was like, I lost her ID. I lost her fucking driver's license. I don't know. I didn't know what I was going to do. And she was like,
I found it.
It's okay, babe. We'll find it. I was like, you were way cool about it. I thought you'd be mad. I was stressed out. But I can't, like, I'm a little dense sometimes. Like,
you
can't.
You just would have been my magic mic for that night. I've been like, well, pull out the chair. Let's go.
Wouldn't be the first time. I was like, wow, are they not going to let her in because she doesn't have her ID? Like, she's obviously not.
I was about to pull
20.
Up my fucking IMDb. I was like, not missing that show. I was like, I've never done that my entire life, but I was like, do I have to do it? I'll do it right now.
I didn't give him the key. I gave him the key. I didn't give him her driver's license. It was in my purse. She just had to find it for me. Shocker. What else is new?
I just had to calmly just find it.
So we had a nice night. And then he left in the morning.
That was one night.
And then just one night.
And I was wondering why she was so late to meet us in the lobby.
I wasn't. I was like 10 minutes late. Well, anyway.
You were more than 10 minutes.
So in the car, what was it, an hour? And I was like, I have to tell you a secret. Yeah. She's like, what? I'm like, I was going to tell you later, but I have to tell you a secret. I was like, you know, my husband totally came to fuck me last night. And she's like, wait, what? You think you, like, laughed? And then went, wait, what?
Yeah.
David was here?
And then I got so excited that we would possibly...
They're like, why didn't he say hi?
Yeah, I was so upset. I was like, he didn't even say hi to me? It's my party!
I waved around the corner.
Yeah,
He took video of us.
I know, he showed me the video of me, like, literally, like, hopping in the lobby.
I was like, they're coming down. Hide. Because what if you saw them and you were like, what the fuck? Like, I don't want your husband here.
I mean, I wouldn't mind him for one night.
I mean, I don't know. I just didn't, you never know. I never did anything like that before, so that was really fun.
That was fun.
So we had a really good time. Then we went to Zion.
and we literally checked in, dropped our shit, and got on our e-bikes. And these girls, I'm very outdoorsy. I'm super outdoorsy. I love to be outdoor, and I just love to do, like, all that kind of stuff. I don't know. Were you guys, like...
I loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how the sisters felt and how Tess felt. Tess had to warm up to the bike a bit.
Her friend Tess is, like, Alicia Tess. Silverstone and Clueless.
Yes!
Okay?
She's the
to
best.
To give you, like a visual.
She's the best. So, and it was a long bike ride. It was a long bike ride on new e-bikes.
She didn't know that
nobody
that
knows.
Has anyone ridden an e-bike before? I'd never ridden an e-bike before this trip. So there's like a little arrows that like you can press numbers 1 through 5, I think, that will help you go faster. So you can like start to ride and then you kick it on and then it like does it for you. So you just need to pedal like a little bit and then it takes off.
Yeah.
So you don't, because you couldn't just like
ride
a bike.
So everybody was coasting at like 2 and 3 while I was going 5.
Yeah.
I was like, let's go. We
but Tess was on
arrows.
1. I'm like, dude. Dude, she's like hustling, trying to do it. I'm like, she can't know how to, she doesn't know how to work this.
Yeah, but then we figured it out. But it took us about like 45 minutes to get to the Narrows. And by the time we got there, there was a time difference, which we forgot about. So by the time we got into the Narrows, that is the time that people exit the Narrows because it is, the light
it's
is going
dark.
Down. The water is getting cold as fuck.
The water.
And you do not want to be
It's not getting cold. The water is freezing.
It's like a cold plunge, babe.
No, it's like
it's
an
like
ice
a cold
cube
plunge.
Bath. It's like that cryo fucking thing.
People pay for that shit. You're getting it free in nature.
Yeah, but they go in it for 2 minutes. We were in it for like 40 minutes.
No.
I had to get on
we
her sister.
We were in it for 40 minutes.
I had to get on her sister-in-law's back because
water was
up to here on me.
My fiance, you just swim. I told you there were some places you have to swim.
The water's about 35 degrees. I literally could not feel my vagina. I'm sorry, I've never felt that before in my life.
She kept on saying that. I can't feel my vagina. I was like, that's great. It's good.
No, it's not good.
Yeah, it's giving it a reset.
No, dude, it's not good.
It's giving it a reset. Imagine, how was the sex after that?
Ice after a workout.
Yeah, how was the sex after that?
But how long are you in the ice for?
Fucking great.
It was before.
But I'm sure, no, when she got home. Did it feel a little bit different?
That was 3 days later.
Okay, well, shit.
Doesn't matter. He's not thinking after 3 days.
Should have done that before Magic Mike.
Oh, my God. That was crazy. So I got on our sister-in-law's back, who's 6 feet, and I was like, dude, I just can't. Because then we have to walk.
No,
we have to go
him.
Back
don't you worry.
Through the river. And then,
oh, I thought I saw a penis. I was like, no.
The bike. Ride the whose penis?
On this side, I thought. I was like, no.
Oh. So we've got, is this Zoom right now? Okay, so this is Zoom. Oh, so my link worked? It's your new link?
Yes.
But it
is
Zoom.
Hi, everybody.
Oh.
Hello.
So these are our Zoom friends. So we thought, Scout thought somebody was being naughty. We could see their faces.
I thought for a second.
It's like, please don't.
My eyes. My eyes.
Got penis on the brain.
But did you like the narrows?
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I mean, I fell once, but that's okay. And I have big ol' from a river rock. But, like, I did good,
right? Oh, yeah. How's your bruise on your butt?
It's gnarly, but that's okay. I almost made it, man, without falling. And then I tried to stay dry from at least, like, the neck. Like, I didn't want anything up further than here. It was like, I can't, because I'm going to be freezing.
We got to the point where it takes, like, 10 minutes to get to.
To what?
We got to the point where, like, usually takes, like, 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
We were going against the current.
We didn't go that far.
We had walking sticks. I had to buy walking sticks from Amazon.
So you don't fall.
I was like, where are we going?
I think they needed two. I think y'all needed two.
I needed to hold on to the wall or someone's hand. Fucking two. Are you kidding me? I would have stabbed you with it. It was really fun, though. And then so we made it. I survived. We had a great time. And then the next day, we went canyoneering. Has anyone ever been canyoneering? Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Canyoneering.
Yeah.
Where you hike up.
Yeah.
And then you have a rope attached to your harness around you. And you back down. You control yourself from falling down the cliff. You're about 100. What do you say? 100 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But how much does the rope hold, Danielle?
5,000 pounds.
Yeah. You're good. 5,000 pounds.
My thing was, I'm so used to my husband, like, paying attention to the details of things so I don't have to.
We did have an instructor that was, oh, God, how do you explain?
Cool. He was cool. I was glad that he was, like, kind of crass because he was taking my mind off the fact that I was freaked out that I was going to die.
And I think that's, like, that's
perfect.
Important.
Perfect.
And he had a dog. He had a blue healer.
Yeah.
That was, like, would go in a harness.
Attached
and he would
him.
Just go in between his legs down the cliffs.
I was
like, if this dog can do it, you guys can do it.
Thanks,
like,
Scout.
We got this. Like, this dog can't even control anything.
There were children. Like, there were children doing it. So I get it. But, you know, I'm 40. I've never done. It was scarier to hike up because I thought I was going to fall. So once you get to the top, I was like, there's no way down but to get on this rope thing. Because if I try to climb down, I'm going to die.
It was funny. The first little thing that he made us do was so teeny. And then the second one was like a massive big boy. I was like, wow, that's quite a big difference. You're just not going to warm up these girls.
So but also, it's altitude. Like,
yeah. That was bothering you a lot.
Well, yeah,
I was like,
because you guys were, my legs are shorter. You guys are hustling pretty. All his sisters are like over 5'9".
They were going slower than you were. They were going pretty slow.
I was trying to keep up,
man. You were
man.
Going fast.
I couldn't breathe. I was like, dude. I was like, what's the altitude? He's like, we're about 7,600 right now. I'm like, I've got like my knees to my chin trying to hike up these rocks to get to the top. I was like, oh my God, the things I will
I know,
do for this woman.
I kept on boosting up your butt.
Because I couldn't,
you.
I literally could not reach to get up there. It's killing me. It's killing me.
You did good though. I think my favorite part was putting one of your videos to the climb. Miley Cyrus, the climb. It's like, this is perfect.
I was so excited. I mean, I never got to do stuff like that.
It was good.
It's never too late to try new things, you guys. Like,
yeah.
You just have to have someone kind of push you. I mean, it's scary. Like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like as I've gotten older and I've had kids, I don't know if you guys have experienced this, but I do more things that I missed out on as a child. I think you either follow in your parents' footsteps and raise your kids the way you were raised because you don't know any better, or you're like, I'm going to break that pattern and I'm going to do these things that I wanted to do or I would have like to have done as a kid, and I'm going to do them with my kids.
And I'm glad you said yes to that, because I know you were very hesitant and you almost didn't want to do it.
But I only would have wanted to not do it because I was scared, not because I really didn't want to do it. Like,
yeah.
I wanted to do it. I was just scared, and then I had no reason to be scared.
Yeah.
And I would have been really mad
would
at myself
do
if
it
I wouldn't
again?
Have done
it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm always down
to try
anything. Almost anything. I won't jump out of a plane, though. Sorry.
Oh.
Nope.
I was going to try to do that in Palm Springs.
She's out of her mind.
Skydiving's fun.
I fucking love skydiving. I want to get my... Who said that? Skydiving. Yeah, I want to get my license.
Show
be able to go alone.
Are you going to wear a bird suit, too? What are those things called?
No, no. Could you imagine? I can't even navigate the freeway. Could you imagine me trying to navigate that with the wind? No fucking way.
Which way do I go? Which way do I go?
Right, south. Where's south? Where's north? No fucking
way. Who's been skydiving here?
All right.
Wow, there's been a lot. Okay. Wow.
And who's
done
it more than once? Oh.
Fucking nobody raised their hands. Nobody raised their hand. For those of you listening.
Second time was a rough one.
Well, try it again, guys. Yeah, it's great. It's like sex.
I will not be skydiving, Scott.
Okay, fine. Okay, what did we do that night?
I don't remember.
Okay. Oh, no. We had a nice, peaceful
dinner
at Cliff Rose.
Yes.
If you guys ever want to go to Zion, stay at Cliff Rose, and you guys actually want to stay at a lodge rather than camp out, Cliff Rose is amazing. And then we met Lexi.
Lexi's the waitress.
The waitress.
That Scout invited to her karaoke party.
That I invited to the party. I honestly didn't think anyone was going to show up. I invited the whole establishment, the whole staff. I was like, y'all come to my karaoke party that's happening tomorrow
night.
Yeah,
their managers are like, you were not allowed to go party with the guests. You know that.
Well, Lexi came.
Well, she didn't give a fuck.
Lexi came.
Yes, Lexi came and partied with us.
Yeah. Oh my God, she was so cute. This was after we did, what was the drawing shit that we did?
Yeah, they were like, dude, you have to blindfold yourself, and then someone has to pick like what you're supposed to draw. So it was like, okay, draw Scout and Tom having sex. And blindfolded with a Sharpie and a piece of paper, you have to draw what that would look like in your mind.
It was so fun. It was so fun. I think I won that game.
I think you were cheating.
What? Bitch, I was not.
You had to have been cheating.
I wasn't cheating.
Because
you
were writing.
You follow it with your fingers,
you were writing. You were like writing letters.
Can no one write a word?
Without looking?
Yeah.
Multiple words without looking?
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
You just write it fast. Yeah, and then when you're drawing, you have to follow your fingers.
No, dude, I know you were cheating.
I wasn't cheating. Scout's honor. I love that I got the biggest laugh tonight.
Wait. That's what's on my thing. Yeah, there you go. Jesus Christ.
I wasn't, actually.
I swear to God. So this bitch took a picture of me doing it, which I was concentrating.
A video.
I was concentrating because I wanted to do it right.
You look like this.
I did. How could you have seen my face? It was blindfolded.
No, I can still see your mouth. You were
because it was around my eyes. Yeah, I used my bathing suit wrap.
Mouth was doing.
I wanted to do. Was
your
something
mouth
weird?
Was doing what Tom does when he watches TV. He's like, yeah.
Shut up.
Tom does that. I always, I'm like, are you acting out what they're saying right now? He's like, what? And he does it with the reality TV too. I'm like, stop doing that.
My husband does it too.
What is that?
Do you guys ever do? Well, no.
I don't do that.
Wait. No, you don't do it with TV, but you do when I'm talking to you. And Carter does it too, my son. When I'm talking to you, sometimes he'll mouth the words that are coming out of my mouth. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm
annoying. Is that what it is?
Well, he's like into it. He's like, yeah. Oh, you're feeling that? I'd be like, too. I'm like, that's a whole TV show, just recording Tom watching.
You did, have you?
Yeah. I'll
post it. That's weird.
It's the cutest thing. I think it's cute because I've never seen it done before. I was like, this is fucking weird.
Let's ask her after they're married for 10 years.
Yeah, then I'll be like, will you fucking stop
exactly.
doing that?
All those things you think are cute in the beginning.
Oh, no, they're still going to be cute. Keep all the things cute, guys. Keep all the things cute. So Lexi came to the just in time after the come on the face game.
Yes.
And who is the champion for come on the face game?
Scout.
Ha!
bitches.
But she did get beat out.
I got beat out because y'all made me go to my left hand.
Well, because I think
they were like,
cheating.
Your left hand. I was still fucking like winning. I was like, all right.
Turn it backwards.
Every time Danielle got hit in the face, ah! What the fuck are you doing?
I was thirsty.
But it was so funny.
No, like it was water.
I would beat one girl and be like, my next. Eye. I'm competitive. So I'd beat one girl and be like, next, let's go.
But
let's
she
go.
Would
let's
start keep going. She would start the motion before we were ready.
Oh,
she already
bitch.
Started it.
This
so it's
a bitch.
So it's you're both moving your hand fast.
No.
Whoever reaches a certain point,
you
the
have
other
to,
person
you
gets
have,
spit water
the
in their face. The loser.
Is, you have to make sure everything gets satisfied. All you bitches were just concentrating on one thing.
What do you mean?
I think that's what was that's
what
the
secret was.
What else
were you doing?
Was. Yeah.
I was.
There's no balls there.
There were. That's how you hold the thing.
No, I think I figured out like you can't just like be on one end of it.
What?
And just going like that.
It's about who
you
goes
gotta
faster.
Go everywhere. No... That's how that game worked.
Full stroke.
Yeah, it was full stroke. It was, come on face is full stroke. If anyone's going to get that, that's what it is. I figured it out in like 2 seconds. I was like, oh, this puppy, just the whole thing needs
but
to go.
But you know what's really funny? And I don't think I told you this because I just realized after the video, we both do pinkies out.
It's so
beautiful.
Hand
oh my god, all the women,
like, dude,
all the women hold your hands out, does the pinky go
out?
Does the pinky,
pinky
go
out?
Oh, the mom over here is like,
mom?
YOLO. I love it.
Fucking pinkies out, bitch. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Pinkies out.
Pinkies out.
Pinkies out.
Never seen that before.
Well, oh, now you guys should look. Like you guys should look down and see.
Pay more attention.
Is there a pinky out? What does that mean? Classy?
I don't know.
Classy? Yeah, right. There's nothing classy about classy. What we do.
It's a classy hand job.
I can tell. There's nothing. Okay, so I think that was someone's question. Was,
oh, God. Okay, so we wrote, or Scout wrote on Instagram for questions, because you guys know, like, we love, if you ever have questions, we like to talk about a little bit of everything. For us, it's important that you guys know who we really are, because we could talk about horror movies all day long, but when do you get to talk about the real stuff? So.
Okay, so a lot of people did ask me, did you give me a lap dance? Which
oh,
you didn't.
I did
and that
not.
That was my only fucking request.
The one thing I don't do. I did, it just wasn't me.
I know,
oh, I'm not gonna do it.
She's wearing a dress. Wow. She wore the wrong thing. She wore the wrong thing.
Yes.
Okay, so what was the best part of the trip to you?
Ooh,
seeing my boobs.
No, seeing who's, I didn't hear who said it, who said something. Honestly, it was just seeing you happy. And being
were you
supported.
Shocked by how, like, because you also were like, there's no way you're going to get drunk. There's no way. Like,
oh,
you were like,
no, I didn't. I mean, no, I knew you were going to have a good time.
Were you shocked
just,
by what you saw?
No.
Like, me, like,
no, not
was
at
it
all.
What you envisioned?
Yeah, it was super fun.
Okay.
I had a great time. I mean, I hadn't literally hung out with just girlfriends in 12 years.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I hadn't been like, you know,
you
get married and I have kids
double,
and like, you know, your partners or other friends or it's a work related thing. Like we go grab dinner because we're doing this or we're doing that or whatever. It's not like, I don't know. Like, you know, I have two kids and then IVF stuff and like life happened.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, how did 12 years pass by? And then it was like, you know, where you're just going with making a trip for 4 days with your girlfriends to do nothing but like drink and fuck off.
I feel like you should do that.
I feel like you should
make time to do that.
100%.
I feel like any person, male or female, should make time. I mean, David just did a cross country. I think
for sure.
I think it's in a marriage. I think you guys
you have
should
to.
Do
you
that. Make
have
time
to.
For yourself.
But there's also a point where like you know your kids are no longer babies anymore, and like they'll be okay for 3 days without you. And that kind of takes till like kindergarten. You know, maybe some moms can go earlier. For me, it was like, you know, my kids only have a certain threshold where they can be without me feeling like
guilty?
Anxious.
Okay.
Not really guilty. I get anxious.
Okay.
You know, I have a super sensitive kid. Like, Carter's super sensitive. And I just talked to him before the show. You know, Temma, he's crying in bed. He's so fucking tired because he's been at the trampoline park all day. He's crying, crying, crying. My mom's like, stop crying. I'm like, why are you yelling at him to stop crying? So, you know, mom needs to be there. I need to, like, reset his little nervous system. So it's hard to do that stuff and not feel selfish or guilty for taking the time for myself. But I'm a better mom when mom takes care of herself. We all know that. You know, that's everybody. True. Everybody Preach. Has to take care of themselves. But it's hard to do that stuff. It's hard to not feel like I shouldn't be doing this right now. I shouldn't be out having fun while my kid's home with the babysitter crying. Like, I need to be home with my kid and do the right thing and be a good mom. And then after a while, you're like, that's okay.
Yeah.
My kid will be better off if I come back happier. So,
yeah, exactly.
I know. It's just hard.
I just have dogs. So... You want this for me. Cody, say you want this for me.
So I think my favorite part was just like, you know, this bitch is so A, like, I'm very A-type. So you're not A-type, but you like, you plan everything because you're so used to doing everything by yourself.
Yeah,
that nobody comes through with for you.
Yeah. In LA.
I know, it's true. And you know what?
Not a lot of people come through for
you. Listen, I'm the same way. Nobody ever fucking came through for me. It was the same exact thing.
Also, I don't want everybody else to worry. I'm like, okay, let me just do it so I can do it.
I was like, stop buying everything. Stop doing everything. Let somebody do it.
Imagine. So I got the entire villa. Like, I was doing a collaboration, so no one had to pay out of their pocket. I didn't want anyone to have to pay
for
much
stuff. She kept, like, doing things because she was worried about...
I didn't want anyone to have to pay.
People paying for, like...
Because I wanted to do exciting things.
Yes, but nobody was complaining about having to pay for Magic Mike for you.
I know you bitches would have complained if I was like, hey, it's $9,000.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. So we got
that
for
free. But she wouldn't have done that, you know? But, like, Magic Mike, like, you know, you have to allow people to say, I can't do that, or I can't show up for that, or I can't afford that, instead of, like, you just doing everything. Let us take care of you.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yes, we want to do stuff for you.
But what if I wanted to go to Zion?
Yeah, no, of course.
Well, we would just stay somewhere else.
Well, the thing is like, Zion's different
advice.
Because I don't know Zion. I didn't know it. But if you're like, you know, most people just do a bachelor party, like, where they live.
Plan. Oh, so there's a round two in Palm Springs.
Wait, I already planned Vegas. Just want to do another one.
No, there's two women that couldn't make it that want to do another one. And I had thank you. Tag me in, coach. Tag me in, coach.
Don't you like doing things for your friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do we like doing things for you, too.
I like getting gifts for my friends.
We like getting gifts for you, too.
I enjoyed them.
See?
I enjoyed all the gifts.
I know. Oh,
they're
good.
Sitting on my table at home.
I got her, like, little, like, bride pajamas and, like...
Somebody look at these gifts.
And I got her, like, slippers from Etsy.
Those are cute.
So one thing I shouldn't have done is did the lights just go down?
No.
No. Oh, my edible's kicking in.
Of course.
Just kidding. I didn't take one. It's weird.
She's like, I wish.
But speaking of, I did order some shit for you. Once I found out that your male of honor was bailing, I was like, I'm fucking got this. So I did take an edible and I hopped on Etsy and I just started ordering a bunch of shit. And I, for some reason, thought your new almost married name was going to be McConnell, but it's O'Connell. So when you get things custom made and they say future Mrs. McConnell and that's not going to be her last name, I really shouldn't be ordering shit stoned off the internet.
Oh, so that would have been so funny.
So
though.
One person I was able to reach in time before they shipped it, and I was like, I made a mistake. I pressed the wrong key. It's not with an M. It's just O. I totally lied just because I felt stupid. And then the next one, the slippers came. It said Mrs. M. And I just had to cut the M off the furry slippers with a scissor, and it just said Mrs. and then had a heart. So there was no letter. So I was able to do that.
I do have to say, though, it was pretty strange. Like, there was a lot of firsts happening. Like, I was hanging out with my sister-in-laws without my fiancé and without their parents. Mm-hmm. So I was getting to see who they were. So unwrapping gifts that were, like, handcuffs and, like, thongs.
They bought that for you.
I know. To use with their brother.
Yes.
I was like, whoa, this
is amazing,
crazy.
Right?
I know, but it was crazy. I was like, that was
so lucky.
I also didn't have a drink, so I was like, what is happening? I was like, am I supposed to applaud? Like, when I open up fucking furry handcuffs, I was like, woo, can't wait to use these on your brothers later. Like, what was I supposed to say? You know? Like, I was just like, thank you so much. It's so great.
They got him for you.
I was like, but I could tell it still felt a little weird for everyone. We were just getting adjusted.
It
we
didn't.
Well,
that's
fucking
for
felt
you.
Weird for me.
For you. They were
felt
fucking, they were balls to the wall, ready to go.
Oh my God.
So do we have questions?
And they listen to this podcast.
Yes, they do.
Well, we only have 10 minutes, so should we ask if
we can go a little bit longer because we started late.
I also want to get Tom on here.
I know.
Maybe we should get to Tom because I really want to find out about his stuff. Would you like to introduce him?
You can introduce Tom.
No, you introduce Tom. You're better at this. Tom, everybody!
Tom Devlin! Yeah, take that one.
You're going to have to stand, Tom, because we don't bring our guest chairs.
Yeah.
it's my spot, and I didn't bring
Do you want to share my sweaty seat?
Just hold it to your mouth.
Closer.
There it is. Okay, so what were we talking about?
First introduce Tom. Tom, tell me, can you just give me a list of your top five favorite films that you have done?
Oh my gosh. So
wait, hold on. Come next to Scout probably, right? Or do you want to come behind? Yeah, come back behind us. Come in the middle of us.
This is good. He's right here.
You see him? There we go. That's better.
That looks great. Is that good?
Yeah.
So
who are you? What's your name?
My name is Tom.
What's your sign?
Hi, Tom.
I'm a Leo.
Oh, you are?
You are.
I love Leo.
When's your birthday?
August 4th.
August 12th.
On my, August
15th. Woo! Happy birthday, everybody.
My real birthday was 4. But passport and license say 5, and I don't argue it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's all messed up. It's been years of messed up.
It used to be April 8th.
I was April 8th for a minute.
Really?
Yeah, I came to Vegas before I was 21 because my birthday was backwards. So instead of 8-4, or instead of 4-8, whatever. My name's Tom Devlin, and I happen to be dyslexic. When I was 16, I filled out my stuff improperly at the DMV.
Oh my God.
So, but anyway, I got to come to Vegas here one time, way early, and 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I thought, so cool. And I got pickpocketed at the Circus.
Oh my God.
But now I live here, and I own Tom Devlin's Monster Museum, which is a real-time attraction.
Which is where we are.
We celebrate the art and history of practical effects in film here. So,
what have you worked on? Can you give us just some of your movies that you've done effects for?
So the crazy thing is, I've worked on about 150 films. Mm-hmm. My wife just made this awesome banner that's in the Monster Museum of all my movies.
Aww,
there's 140 films on there because she cut all the porn out, and that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, I know. So can't wait to talk about this.
It would be 163, but I've been involved with 140 what they call mainstream films.
Okay.
And then I've done creature creation for several adult films as well.
Bro, can you believe that?
Wait, that's a thing?
Please tell me everything.
Wait.
Tell me everything.
So I've been.
Oh, wait, first of all.
Wait, first talk about the movies.
Who's seen these movies?
Which movies?
Oh, come on.
Look at this hesitation.
You're a daddy.
Oh my God!
I do like to link bomb people.
I'm so confused.
I send the trailers to people randomly because it's hysterical.
So how does this phone call come about?
I want to talk about the mainstream movies that you guys would know.
I have all variations from the highest budget that you can imagine, X-Files, Terminator 3, Red Dragon.
Yeah.
And then I to the lowest budget of all times, like Night of the Flesh Eaters and,
I love that movie. I've never seen it.
The Rock Man in it.
Hell yeah.
I'd say, you wanted a top five. It's very hard. But I'd say Puppet Master, Axis Termination, or Blade the Iron Cross, probably. Red Dragon. My own movie that I directed, Teddy Told Me To. The After Dark, which is not finished. All my movies.
I love it.
But definitely Teddy Told Me To, both as a fan and as
Las
a creator.
Las Vegas, Frankenstein.
Not on the favorite list, probably of the top five.
I love your dad's mentioning stuff.
Dad's proud.
Don't forget that. You should be proud, Dad.
Low. There's an independent film called Low, which is L O. Great movie. And then,
what'd you work on with Scout?
We worked on a video game, and this is very weird because I am completely anti-computer effects. I'm a practical guy,
right?
And I stepped into the world. There's a guy named Kane Hodder. Most people know him as Jason Voorhees. He brings me around to put him in costume at conventions, and I got a phone call from him, and he was like, "Hey, Devlin, I got this job, super top secret. You want in?" And I was like, "Any more info?" And he's like, "Nope. And there's no makeup effects." Okay. And,
It could have been anything.
Yeah. It could have been anything, but this is, I have a rule with Kane because he brings me to these awesome life experiences. We met in 2005 on a movie called Ed Gein, And ever since, I've done weird things with him on and off. And we've gotten real close the last couple years.
Say that in context.
What have we done?
The last couple years, we've been doing the conventions. And then when he called and said, I got this job, you want it? You got to say yes or no, but I can't tell you what it is. I said, yes, I'm totally there. He goes, it could be 2 years of work. And I was like, oh,
yes, please.
Shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And the problem with Kane is if I have anything else scheduled, that doesn't matter.
No.
Like, if I say yes, then I have to because he's tough and he punched me in the face.
Yeah.
But then I did, and he called me right back like 2 hours later and said, okay, listen, I am involved with Texas Chainsaw Massacre video game. I'm playing Leatherface. I just pitched you as like an expert, as a Texas Chainsaw expert, which was such an honor. I love Texas Chainsaw. My favorite movie in the world is Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I love the whole franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on a movie called Reign of Fire with Matthew McConaughey, and I sat down and I started gushing to him about how much I love Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh my God, wait, can you just tell
him?
Does he smell
good? Can you talk about him?
Wow. Yes and yes. No, he was amazing.
Was he nice?
He got there early. We were doing a live cast.
He got there early.
He got
I love
early.
That.
Everybody was at lunch except for me. And I was this little, they called me the squid. I was like a 19-year-old. I wasn't allowed to talk to people
because
I was too much of a fan. And I sat down for lunch with Matthew McConaughey.
He's
and I
great.
I was like, man, I love Texas Chainsaw Massacre 4. And he's like, no, you don't. And I said, I absolutely love that movie. He goes, nobody loves that movie. And I said, you don't understand. I'm the biggest Texas Chainsaw Massacre fan. So I really do love that movie.
Yeah.
And I know that in that game, the information's out now. We're allowed to talk about it. We weren't allowed to talk about the game for a
long
time. So, and I was nervous because there's all these NDAs and things. So I didn't talk about it. But being there to be Kane Hodder's right-hand man and also get to interact with all of you guys. Like, it was so much fun. All these horror legends, you know, Scout, Christina. We had
Damien Maffei.
I brought him to the project, actually. I introduced him to Ronnie. Not Rob. Rob wasn't there. But because he's a buddy of mine, they wanted to use him for a voice. But during the motion capture, Sean Whalen.
There's a lot of cool people.
On this game. And then Tom. And I'm like, holy shit. I'm there as like the expert. And I was like, this is crazy. But I'm going to be completely honest. Ronnie, the director, is an expert.
Yeah.
Like, Rob Fox is an expert. Andy, through the computer, he's an expert. These guys all know Texas Chainsaw. So I felt so honored to be a part of it and to be there. And it was weird because, like, I did bring some Leatherface masks I sculpted on Kane because he wanted stuff for himself, like tools as an actor, which the video game guys don't all really understand. They're like, you don't need a mask. We're not going to see it. We're just motion capture.
Yeah.
He's like, but he wanted to have that vision limitation. You know?
Yeah.
They were filming behind the scenes stuff. So they wanted everything to be like you were filming a fucking movie.
And then I brought the most accurate version of the saw.
Yeah.
And so the weight.
And you were slinging it around. Like Kane was like, how would he do it? How would grandpa do this or whatever? Yeah, you were showing him stuff.
The moves were correct.
Yeah.
And, made sure that his shoulders were in the right position. His big fear was he was representing Gunnar Hansen from the first Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
Who's passed away, and he was very close friends with Kane. And and he did not want to slip into scary Kane Hodder. He wanted to stay the childish Gunnar Hansen, which he is not. I mean, he can be a goofball, but he's an imposing man. Like, Kane is, you guys know.
Yeah.
You've been
killed
by him.
No, I haven't.
No, you survived. But
no, I haven't.
Anyway, Chainsaw was awesome. And to watch him perform, and all these guys, they're in these motion capture suits, right? So he's throwing the saw, he's running after Scout, whatever. In the monitor, they're already Leatherface, and some of them are mapped out already. I mean, Sean Whalen was already the hitchhiker.
Yeah.
And like, you're watching the monitor, and it's like, that's Leatherface, but that's a guy in a motion suit. Like, I saw the
that's
future.
Cool.
That's so
I
cool.
I saw the future of my career going away.
Yeah.
Like, video games. But here's the thing. So many people say, oh, there's always going to be people love practical effects. There's always that, blah, 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 blah. But there's a product and demand problem people don't talk about. Foam latex, which is what Victor Crowley is made out of, what everybody is. Yeah. Foam latex is used in one industry. Special makeup effects.
That's it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Foam latex is not used to make cars. It is not used to make mattresses. It is made in Guatemala, mined in Guatemala, made in Ohio, and it's for special makeup effects. So if it weren't for KMB with Walking Dead, and I know this isn't a movie podcast, so I'll cut this out and we can get the sex stuff.
No, this is great.
We cover the sex stuff. We can't talk about this stuff.
If it weren't for KMB doing Walking Dead or the Orville, if there wasn't that major influx of foam latex, like Hellboy and all this stuff is going to disappear because you cannot. It's like Polaroid film. Yeah. Like everybody's going to love large format Polaroid film, and there's going to be an artist that wants to do it, but he's got to find old stock online because they're going to stop manufacturing the materials it takes. Damn. So everybody that's like, there's always going to be a Lloyd Kaufman or a B-movie guy that wants practical effects, it won't be available. Like foam latex will not be available. And that's so sad.
Scary.
It's already being replaced even by other things in the practical world, like silicone. You see all the silicone prosthetics now. That is used in other industries. They will never stop making silicone, but especially in your guys' favorite topic.
I've got silicone.
Yeah, there's tons of silicone. In all ways.
Anyone else here have silicone?
I have silicone.
But at the end of the day, foam latex, which is Freddy Krueger, Hellboy, Buffy the Vampire, the stuff I adore, what John Chambers made legendary with Planet of the Apes, what the museum is here to represent.
Yeah.
That will go away when there's no demand.
Man.
You know, I recently found out that they're not teaching kids cursive in school anymore.
Bro, that's been gone.
So what do you think that's going to do to the autograph industry?
Really bad signatures.
I never thought about it.
I mean, when after our generation, like, they won't know, how will they sign their name? They're going to print it.
They're going to print it fast and sloppy. And I've said it to you guys today as an autograph collector since I was a kid. And actually, craziest thing about the chainsaw thing, the first two autographs I ever got in my entire life, I was 15 years old, Chiller Theater, East Rutherford, New Jersey, was Gunnar Hansen and Kane Hodder.
Full circle.
When I did the video game, I wrote this chapter of a book that's going to come out someday. I've been writing for years, but it's called Pros and Cons, about conventions and being a pro effects artist. Going from a fan all the way to this like weird thing. I mean, those guys were my heroes, and here I am working with them. It's pretty amazing.
That's how we feel too when we work with some of our heroes,
and
or
that's
meet
why it's so
some
happy
of our heroes.
To hear about the Jamie Lee Curtis thing. Because so many people say, oh, don't meet your heroes. Dude, the checklist of my heroes that I work with and now call actual friends, I mean, I'm business partners with several of them, and I mean, people I have posters of on my wall.
Yeah.
My life's been insane.
That's how it should
insane.
Be,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
But that's how it should be. We're all the same.
Yeah.
There's nothing different.
Yeah.
Forgetting, you know what?
But
you never know.
No, yeah, I don't.
Don't judge me.
Hey, Tom, can I show this picture?
Oh, yeah, sure. I don't think they can see it. This is my dad, everybody.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, Dad's coming in.
Yay, Dad.
Dad-o. My God.
Storming this first picture cost me about $200.
Okay.
Oh. Probably not, because they didn't charge money.
Is this with your spicy hair?
This is Kane.
Okay,
I was 15 years old in this.
Kane's choking him. Kane's got a mullet.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna turn this around so like we can catch it here.
Oh yeah.
But this is Tom getting choked when he was 15.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah. And this is Tom.
I'm gonna show it to everybody.
Dad, turn around, Dad. Oh, that's awesome.
That's good. Just don't move.
That's good. All right, well, while your dad is here, can you tell me about the porn that you've done?
Yeah.
Perfect segue.
So,
Dad, you gotta listen to this.
Dad knows. So I used to actually have my effects shop in a porn studio.
What?
That's a crazy thing.
Wow.
So I moved to Vegas to raise kids, because that's what you do. I lived in L.A. for 15 years, and me and my wife wanted to have kids. Okay, Dad, take a seat, bud. It's over. Yeah. It's a great picture. It's on my Instagram. You guys can find it. Here's the thing. I moved to Las Vegas from Los Angeles because me and my wife wanted to raise kids. And we ended up here teaching. I was teaching in Vegas. And when I got here, I went and did makeup at a wrestling show where I was doing makeup on vampires vampires and clowns. It was a clown versus vampire match for Gangrel and Sin Bodhi. And while there, I bumped into this guy, Seth, who I knew very well from L.A. because it's very expensive to live in L.A. So while I was there, I used to occasionally do effects on porn. Okay. And I started.
I'm so confused.
Just hear it out. There was a legend in the effects artist industry named John Vulich. He's passed away.
Okay.
He owned Optic Nerve Studios. He was a legend. I mean, John Vulich is the man. And he hired me one time to go apply a second vagina on a girl that we played off. It was a real deal. Like, it was real. This girl comes into the room. She says, I have a secret.
Like, it works?
It worked.
Like, the vagina works? You made a working vagina? All the men are like, wait a minute.
He fucked both holes.
How? Oh, my God.
You're telling me that one was fake? Oh,
yes. She's wearing a blue little cardigan. And she said, I have a secret. I happen to have two pussies. And she opens it up. And the guy proceeds to do both.
Oh, my God.
And they sold it.
Was it an alien?
It was like a hoax.
Oh.
But they said it was real. And I got paid a lot of money. And that was when I went, wow, this is so weird. I showed up and did a makeup that took me like an hour and a half, and I just left with more than I get from Full Moon for a full feature film. That's crazy.
Wow.
So then,
ding.
But the problem was, it was being shot at Kimbo Slice's house. Do you know Kimbo Slice?
No, who the fuck is Kimbo Slice?
Every guy in here is laughing.
What does every guy know Kimbo Slice?
Kimbo Slice is a very famous backyard fighter.
Bro.
Okay.
He
went porn?
So he was producing it.
Oh, okay.
He was producing it. It was at his house. He was very scary, and he would like punch his railroad tie. He's like, oh, this is how I keep my hand strong. I was like, I'm gonna die. We're in Woodland Hills.
Of course he lives in Woodland Hills.
There was absolutely no cell phone reception. It was very scary.
Oh my God.
So I came home and I told my wife, John Vulich called me and said, all right, I got two more days on one of these weirdo porns. This time one's gonna have a tail, and the next one is gonna have like a set of udders, like multiple boobs.
That's cool.
And I thought,
that's cool.
It was so much money.
Mars Attack? I felt
kind of dirty after it. So I
too
said
many nipples?
No. I said no. It was more the way, like, I hadn't worked on porn and I didn't know what it would be like. And it was.
So you didn't just, like, you had to stay the whole day?
You gotta do touch ups.
Oh, shit.
Gross.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would be difficult.
So it was touch up. So then I said, no more, I'm not going to do it. But I passed it to a good friend, and he went and did it and made money, and he didn't.
Your wife probably loved you for that.
You know what? My wife is awesome, and she never had a problem.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, this
isn't
a problem for her. So then a couple years later, I got a call. I became very good friends with a couple porn stars, because in the horror world, they float back.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I worked with a girl named Gia Paloma and a guy named Tommy Pistol. And they, we did a lot of movies together.
I feel like I've seen Tommy Pistol in something.
Yeah, he's very famous.
Okay, I'm like, that name sounds familiar.
I know
familiar.
He's Ginger. It's Ginger,
he's a real
right?
funny guy.
Ginger. Is he Ginger?
Ginger Lynn is
Ginger,
a very
oh, yeah,
good
Ginger.
Friend.
Yeah, yeah, I like Ginger.
This was not her. This was a girl named Gia.
Okay.
She was a dirty, dirty girl.
what does that mean?
Gia was known for, like, putting light bulbs in her butt.
Oh, my God.
That's not dirty. That's insane.
Yeah, she was a little insane.
Dangerous.
But
dude.
Also, awesome actress. She's in a movie called Bioslime that I did. She was in a movie called Frankie in Blunderland. She was also in a movie my wife directed called Halfway to Hell.
Oh, these aren't porn.
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, whoa. Bioslime. Let's go.
She was like a crossover actress.
Okay.
And then I brought her on as an effects assistant with me because she loved makeup effects and became good friends with her husband. And he approached me and said, these guys, they want to do an alien porno. That is like a real movie, like a sci-fi movie, but with sex. There was a movie in the early 2000s called Pirates. And it was like the biggest budget porn ever. It was like
I think I remember this, yeah.
So they wanted to do a similar thing, but with aliens, and it was called Horizon. And absolutely no porn sound to it. You rent Horizon, it was just full-blown dirty, you know. So they said they have a budget and they want a creature suit, and I didn't want to work on porn, but we were really broke, and they came, and I said, it's gonna be like 12 grand, and they're like, can you do 10? I said, if I reuse this bodysuit and make you new hands and a head, I'll do it for 10, and they were fine with that, and I did. I made this creature suit, and went, and these guys were awesome. It was like making a movie. It was like, yeah, there was nudity and fucking and stuff, but it was... They were nerds. They were comic book nerds.
Right.
They were comedians. They
Did
were
they feed
funny.
You? Did they have good crafty?
They fed me. Yes. We shot out in Soledad Canyon,
Oh,
and
cool.
It was awesome.
I love it. It's a real movie.
I love
so
it.
So then
there,
they called
wow.
me back and they said, we want to make a Nightmare on Elm Street porn called Wet Dream on Elm Street.
Oh.
And I said,
does it exist?
I said, how close to Freddy Krueger can I get? And they said, we want to get sued. And I was like, I'm there.
So oh, shit.
I sculpted a Freddy Krueger on this guy. His name was Anthony Rosano, was the porn guy. I did a Freddy makeup because I didn't get... I'm a huge horror fan.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to work on Nightmare on Elm Street. This is my first... This, I got to do it. So I made his... I made his glove.
So good thinking.
I made his glove out of, like, the silver vibrators, you know?
Oh, so, my God.
And they use...
Brilliant.
Them. This girl, Sophie... Sophie something uses it. It's amazing. It was so much fun. And like I said, they're so funny.
Yeah.
It was like working on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
So yeah.
We did Buffy the Vampire Slayer, XXX. And that was, the girl that played Sarah Michelle Gellar looked so much like her. It was insane.
Oh, that's crazy.
And the funny
crazy.
Part is
that's
I worked
crazy.
On the real Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So I used real stuff on the porn.
Oh, my
God. My God.
I got to do a little bit of, like, I got to do the bullshit porn and the real one and say I'm part of the Buffyverse. You know?
Holy
so
shit.
It was a cool thing for a horror fan. Yeah. And, like, a guy whose mentality is a 14-year-old child. And, like I said, my wife is super cool. Like, none of this ever, there was never even a conversation like, is this okay with you? She's like, fuck, we're broke. Go make some money. You know?
Yeah.
And then the pictures are so funny.
You got to tell them about the turtles.
I'm not there yet.
Wait,
you're
like turtles out
there.
Of the vagina?
That's not
I've seen
even
that.
In Los Angeles.
I've seen
that.
That's in Thailand, Dad.
So
I've seen that show so many times.
So here's the thing. These guys, I bumped in, when I moved to Vegas, I bumped into them. And they're like, we live in Vegas. And I was like, you live in Vegas? I live in Vegas. I'm teaching at this makeup school, but I don't have a house. And they're like, oh, you can come stay at our place till you find something. And Leroy Myers, that's his stage name. I won't use his real name. Owned at that time a company called Wood Rocket. When we did Buffy and when we did Freddy, it was for Vivid.
Okay.
There was mm-hmm. huge money attached.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then he built his own company, Wood Rocket, which is built
Wood
on
Rocket.
Parody porn. It's all goofy comedy with heavy makeup effects.
So this is just to watch for fun. Like, people aren't actually enjoying this the way they
people
do
aren't
normal porn.
Not that.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I will...
Yeah, we're not... No judgment.
No judgment. I'm just curious.
No judgment at all.
I will say that we've learned a couple things.
Like, have you done, like a swamp thing one? Like,
no swamp thing. But our first one was SpongeBob.
Get that fuck out of town.
We did SpongeBob Squarenuts.
No way.
Yes.
SpongeBob
oh
Squarenuts. Every single time the kid has that on now, I'm going to think that SpongeBob Squarenuts.
Is he getting boned in all his holes?
No, he... This is the worst part. So this is... It ruins SpongeBob for me forever.
Okay, no, don't tell me.
But this guy, Anthony Rosano, plays SpongeBob.
Oh,
I said,
God.
What do you want him to look like? Because we're making a giant sponge.
A sponge.
And he said, I want it to look like Pizza the Hut. From
Spaceballs.
I was like, done. Like, I'm into that. So I made this sponge knob, and he's gross. But he didn't have the brown shorts. And I had these awesome brown Volcom shorts. And I had to give them to him. And he wore them. And he fucked that little squirrel.
Oh, my God!
A lot. And then... His voice was so horrendous.
It should have been the evil guy. What's the little fucking dude's name?
Plankton.
Plankton.
Yeah, it was the sand. They were in love.
Oh, no.
And it was horrendous.
This is awful.
But it was the first Wood Rock.
And someone's jerking off to this?
This is awful.
It got millions.
Sorry.
Because it's funny.
Someone said sorry over there.
Because it's funny.
So they put all their stuff out for free. They didn't charge for it. But they made money off ad revenue on safe for work YouTube trailers.
Oh.
They were making a ton of money. But they were also getting noticed in the porn world pretty big. So when they moved to Vegas, they opened a studio here. And I moved here not knowing they were there, working at this makeup school. And they're like, hey, we're going to do a Pokemon one called Strokemon. Do you want to be in on this? And I was like, dude, I'm in. And I made this horrendous looking Pikachu. And it's It's scary and sexy and weird. But we learned that things that are yellow go viral. People love SpongeBob. Pikachu,
True.
Adventure Time. We did the dog. We did Lego.
Yeah.
We made a Lego porn. That was weird. They're like, but
that
so you
was
are,
weird.
Like I haven't seen this much excitement come out of you. No pun intended.
So
here all night.
The cool thing about the adult stuff is I made all my childhood dreams.
Yeah.
I made Pinhead with a cock razor. I made Freddy with Wet Dream on Elm Street. I made the Ninja Turtles, four full Ninja Turtle suits for 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I even played Leo Hardo. I got to be like,
Leo
Hardo. Out of our shells, dude.
You said Leo Hardo.
Oh, my God.
And it was so much fun.
Where do you have all of this stuff?
We did Mighty Muffin Pounder Rangers. We did...
Why did you quit? Why did you stop?
Game of Bones 2.
Why did you stop? What?
COVID happened.
Oh.
So when COVID happened...
Nobody could touch each other anymore.
They weren't allowed to do it anymore. And I don't know if you know this, but sex workers didn't get PPP. So the studio...
Yeah. What's PPP?
Whatever the loans, the paybacks.
Oh.
So they had to close Wood Rocket for 6 months.
Oh, I see.
So the studio couldn't make money and they went to Canada.
Oh.
But I would do, if they called tomorrow and we're like, we're doing Game of Bones 3, I'd be like, I'm there.
Yes,
Game of Bones 2, Winter is Coming Everywhere. Amazing. Wally made a fuck dragon.
Oh my god!
It was amazing.
One for the movie, one for
this
himself.
Is insane. Okay,
I've never heard of this in my life.
We need to have you.
He
like,
is on the podcast.
No. Actually, like sit in and go into detail.
I have worked.
Where do you have these costumes still?
The turtles are in this building.
In the building?
Yeah, they're in storage in the building. They used to be in the museum, but then people started recognizing them. And then they'd be on YouTube and they'd be like, "I know what those turtles are from," and I'm like, "Oh, I'm not allowed to have it."
Come on, Tom. I got one question. Of all these porn parodies, did you make one called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
No.
Oh,
that would have been a good one.
I fucking wish I did.
No.
Nah.
I did do...
Some things are better left.
Don't Have Thighs is not a porno. It's a Jim Minorski movie, and I tried hard to be on that movie. I offered... I don't know if you guys know Jim, but he made Return to Swamp Thing, Chopping Ball. He's fucking awesome. And I did a movie for him called Piranaconda, but I told him, I said, you have to make Hills Have Thighs at my warehouse. I have a whole cave set. We can make this movie, and I'll make your mutants sexy. And he just made a dumb bikini movie. It's dumb. But anyway, I love, because I have the mentality of a 14-year-old, I love horror movies and monsters, and I love naked ladies, and I got to do it all at the same time.
That's just everyone, right?
Guardians of the Galaxy. I've been nominated for 15 AVN Awards.
Wow.
For best makeup, and I won one AVN Award for the most outrageous sex scene on The Puppet Inside Me. And if any of you guys have not seen The Puppet Inside Me, you should just search it and watch it, because it's awesome.
Is this like a scroll down, you know, like they have categories? This is not an option on a category for like scroll, like, because nobody's doing this at home kind of thing.
When they were in financial trouble, Pornhub bought out Wood Rocket, or maybe not bought it, but it started investing. So they started paying for what we were doing. And then it was all over mainstream porn. But the thing is, they, like Kevin Smith talked about the turtles on his podcast. Mm. And Ralph Garman from K-Rock owns my Red Ranger helmet. Like, there's a fan base.
Yeah.
They did it on The Daily Show.
Whoa.
There was a lot. This stuff was so goofy. They'd be like, oh, you know you made it big when there's a porno made of you. And then they'd show, I don't know. Venom. We did Venom with Venom.
Has anyone ever asked to do a Michael Myers porn?
They did one. I did.
What's it called?
I don't know. It's probably called Halloween, a XXX parody. So I am not. The guys I work with Wood Rocket, they're my friends and they're funny as fuck. They're good writers. They're good filmmakers. They are so funny. But I have worked with other companies because of I found a little bit of fame here. So I used to work with Joanna Angel. She's really nice, with Burning Angel. Real cheap, but nice. And we did some zombie stuff. We did a movie called Fuckenstein. And then I've done movies. I did a movie for Axel Braun called Star Wars, a XXX parody, which was, it really was like working on Star Wars. It was amazing, but he was such a dick. I don't want to talk about it publicly, but he wasn't. Yeah. So there's a great community, but that my group of people that will work with the moment they call anybody else, and I just have to hard pass. Like, not interested in that world. Just my friends that do it are so good. And they're so funny. And
that's so great.
Awesome.
To have that.
I love that. I love that little background of you. I love it.
To do something you love to do that you're good at is not work.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like that's everyone's dream.
And that's how the Wood Rocket experiences were, because it was like more like making Saturday Night Live than making porn. I mean, there's definitely lots of sex, but it was so funny. When you see a Megazord getting fucked from behind by Goldar. There's nothing funnier in the world with your little
cotton makeup looks good.
Cotton candy clouds, and you know, I mean, it was amazing. That's how I feel about low budget horror too. Like when I'm in it on a really awesome movie that people are trying, like I've worked on big budget and zero budget, and I prefer the ingenuity and the heart that comes with the lower budget.
Yeah.
And I eavesdropped on Skep one time during a conversation. I overheard her talking about how she doesn't want to do a one-day cameo. She wants to star in these movies.
Yeah.
So even if you're going to pay her $7,000 to show up for a day, she'd rather be a part of the movie. And that's the kind of people you want to work with.
Yeah.
People that want to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And whether it's porn or low-budget horror, that's my favorite.
On that note, where can we find you, Tom?
Handles? You can find me here at Tom Devlin's Monster Museum. No, I'm on Instagram.
We have a line out the door tomorrow.
I'm on Instagram, Tom Devlin's 1313 Effects, and then also the Monster Museum is taken off really well.
You guys got to come down and check this out.
Yeah, come check this out.
And you have guests that come here, too, like us, right?
Yeah, I've honed it down a little bit. We do pretty much twice a year, our anniversary party, which you guys are here.
Woo!
We also do Valentine's Day, a big Valentine's
Day.
Nice.
Aww, cute.
My Bloody Valentine prom we do. And sometimes I have friends coming through town. So like Danny Roebuck from The New Monsters, he was like, I'm going to be in town. Can me and Dwayne do a signing? Sure. Always.
Perfect.
Friends are always welcome. CJ Graham
from
Friday 13th, Part 6, he comes and he'll just show up and be like, hey, I'm going to be here next weekend. Can I do a signing? Sure. Course, you know.
Nice.
Butch Patrick, Felissa, those are friends, you know. But then we try to book a guest big time for the anniversary party, so thank you guys.
Aww,
so
much. Yeah, thanks for having us.
We had so much fun. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're good. That was fucking awesome.
Oh my God, that's
so good.
Dude,
you learn something new every day. I had no idea. And why do I kind of, like, can I come... If you ever do another, one, can we come on set and, like, assist with makeup?
I will reach out and let you know.
Would you do that? Would you go on up and be like assist with me? Oh, I want to assist.
I'd watch you. I'll hold your
my
long
powder
penises puff. That you have.
They would love for you guys to show up and assist with makeup.
That'd be so cool.
They're big fans. Everybody, you know,
that's awesome.
They're nerds and they want to make great, nerdy, sexy. Weird.
I just love seeing something that I would never get to see and
I'll
do.
I'll send you guys some links one more time.
Please do. Yeah. Please do.
That sounds so fun. Do you want to play your
or is
that a downer?
No. I don't want to bring it down. We're not bringing that. We didn't answer anyone's questions.
We've got 5 minutes.
No. It was all repeating themselves.
All the things that we've already been talking about. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, this is an hour and a half. Yeah.
I know. Before we go, though, does anyone have any? We got 5 minutes, so I want to make it a little bit longer since we didn't have a show last week. Anyone have any questions for us? Nina, we've already answered. Anyone else? Everyone's like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed right now. You've talked about all kinds of naughty things.
Scott.
By the way, Scott made amazing
chocolate vaginas and penises
for Scout for her bachelorette party.
They were so great.
So we thank you, Scott.
They were so great.
It was my pleasure. I'm just glad that they got to you.
They
time.
Did.
Okay, so my question for you is it, or do you think it would be harder to play in a film, a horror film, where it's talking about a true life story, like an American story?
Mm-hmm.
Than it would be to play in a made-up script.
I think so. Yeah, definitely. There's a lot more moving parts. I mean, it was interesting. I was watching Evan Peters, who just did Dahmer.
Yeah,
and you know, I get both sides because a lot of the victims' families were coming up and they were like, well, you know, like no one asked us if this was okay. You know, to like every time that like show is being made or being told or a new documentary or whatever, those families have to like
relive it.
You know, but then also like when you watch the show and you watch like, I mean, we're actors and you watch the guy's performance and you're like, my God,
Like
this is fucking amazing. But it's like, it's so difficult. I can't even imagine.
I don't want that responsibility.
Shaking that off.
You know,
I mean,
but then,
I played Lita Ford.
Yeah.
I mean, that's based off of a real person. And I was fucking nervous about it. And luckily she loved it. But, yeah, it's always
you're really nervous about.
Because everyone's judging you because they already know the person. You know, if you're doing a character
everyone's
that nobody
judging
knows, you have the freedom to do whatever you want to do. Where if you make your character different from what they think the person is like, and you may be sitting down with the person in real life and really getting to know them and to be able to do all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And people just assume they're a certain way and they're already like, oh, I wonder how they're going to be if they're going to do that person, especially if they're fans.
And that's
you know?
Really great when you have that, like Chris, Kristen Stewart, when she was playing Joan Jett. Joan Jett was there every day on set. So Joan and Chris had like a really tight relationship, and like she explained how she played the guitar. I mean, Lita didn't give her rights at all, so I didn't have, all I had was videos, you know? So I think that's great when you're able to.
I always wonder how you're able to do that. Like how, like if someone wanted to make movies about us and they played us, they don't have to ask permission to play us?
Because you're public figure.
Yeah.
Like that's just okay?
But I couldn't be in any scenes with like drugs, alcohol, and sex.
Okay.
So there are certain things that
they know they're going to get sued over.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, those laws are probably going to start changing, I would imagine.
I would assume so.
Now, like I've seen so many videos of Arnold Schwarzenegger being Michael Jackson or
yeah.
Those, just like copyright law followed copyright violation.
Right.
These kind of laws are going to have to start following pretty quick.
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh my God.
The world is moving and changing fast, everybody. But we are doing movies together now. We're going to be doing stuff together. Finally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Finally.
Somebody asked, they were like, do they connect? And yes.
What does that mean?
Like, are they going to connect? Yes, they're going to connect. We have three ideas right now. The object is to do a movie a year. Starring her and I, and kind of do like American Horror Story.
Different styles, different characters, different. Because we kind of been doing like Scout Came to See Me in a movie that I did called Natty Knox. That's awesome with Robert Englund and Bill Moseley. Comes out July 21st in the theaters. Everybody, so go see it. But most of the characters I play, and I don't know if you're like this, are all kind of like just me.
Yeah.
You know, like they're all sort of, and I know now that you listen to the podcast, you guys are getting to know who I really am. And for the most part, like they're kind of similar to like, you know, a combination of like Mary Beth and Annie, you know, and other characters that I played. But I've never really had the opportunity to play something out of what everybody automatically assumes that I am. So
or that you want to play.
Or that I want to play.
So we'll just fucking write it for you.
So we're going to like, let's just do it ourselves.
What do you want to do? We're going to write it.
Exactly. So we're figuring that stuff out. And to be able to do stuff together.
One is being written right now.
Yes, we'll have the first draft in a week.
Yes.
Yes. So we've got good stuff. We're finally like, fuck, man.
Yeah, we'll
do
it.
We can just do that. Why are we waiting for someone to create this stuff or bring this to us? Why don't we just do it ourselves? We can just do it ourselves. We know. And I said to her today, because we're always like, hey, like even today, she's like, hey, maybe Tom would help us with the makeup effects.
Yeah.
Like stuff that we don't even think about.
We don't think about that.
Because I don't know. We're like all just friends. So it's hard to think about. And also, it's hard to ask your friends for favors, even though like we would do anything for anybody. Like, absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. Come. Bring us stuff. We want to just, like you were saying, we want to have fun and work together. But I said we should go down like our resume and be like, who's cool that we've worked with on that
that we would want
to work with again and get
well,
your like family
together.
Well, I think
it's smart to surround yourself with family.
Yeah.
People that you trust that are in the right mindset that like to have fun as much as you do.
You
have
to.
I don't
want to
be around anybody that's miserable that I have to pay like $700,000 just to fucking sit there.
No.
You know, and not want to be there. Like,
who's
I'm not
paying $700,000?
Dude, I've had to work with some people. I'm just like, huh? You're getting paid how much? And you don't even want to be here?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's happening?
Yeah, I know. Yes. So we're just doing our own shit. And we thank you guys for supporting us.
Yes.
We love doing the podcast. We love you guys getting to know us. You know, we've been doing conventions for so long and we can ask the same questions. And this has given us an opportunity for you to know us and for you to ask us, you know, tell us stories about yourself. And the fact that we come to cons and like people come up and they're like, oh, my God, you did a podcast
help.
And you answered my question or you saved my marriage or you, oh, my God, that story reminded me of this. Or and because of our age difference, we have different like people relate to me different than they relate to Scout. Like, it depends on sort of what you grew up with, you know? It's old Halloween, new Halloween, kind of.
Well,
you know
also,
what I mean?
You learn shit. Like, I'm learning things from, like, when people send in questions. I learn things from you guys, too. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like, oh, maybe I should try that. Or, ooh, I do that.
It's just nice to talk
check
about
myself.
Something other than what we've been talking about for so long and have you get to know
but
us on a personal level.
We still do love talking about all that
well,
stuff,
well, obviously.
Too. That's a part of us.
Yeah, it's a huge part of us. So we thank you for being so cool and for coming to all of this. And, you know, Tom has a question.
I got a question.
Yes.
And I don't want to take too long, but
you guys in the last several years have been thick as thieves and, you know, in the public eye.
Yeah.
Inseparable.
We fucking hate each other.
But when you
can't stand her.
We met for the first time on Halloween.
Yes.
Oh, don't you want
to
tell
us? She wants to get started. She's here. You go. Here you go.
No, she should tell it.
No, you could tell
you
it.
You tell it.
We're just joking, you guys. No, she said to me the other day, can you believe, would you have thought 12, you know, when I was 17 that you'd be my maid of honor?
No way.
No, she always gives me shit. Tell the story, Scout.
No, we told it. Don't repeat stories.
Tom hasn't heard it. He wants to know.
I wanted to be her friend really bad. And she invited me over for a sleepover. Well, I thought it was a sleepover, but she thought I was just fucking homeless and needed a place to sleep.
I thought she was like, because I know you lived far, and I thought I was 30, and she was, well, I was 30, however old I was at that point, 32 maybe?
I think I was like 19, 31. 20. I was 20. I was like,
you turned 18 on the movie.
Yeah, and
but
I
by
was
this
30,
time,
and
by
she
the
was
time
17.
She invited me over for a sleepover.
It's only like 2 years later, a year later.
It was 2 years.
She was younger
was
than I was.
I was 20.
So I thought she, when she asked, like, hey, can I come over?
I was like, hey, you want to, like, can I come over?
I don't remember this conversation.
We can, like, yeah,
but
hang out.
She came over, and I thought she needed a place to crash for the night for whatever reason.
And she left me.
And I went out with my boyfriend. And
she left me.
I left her there because I thought
by
she just
myself.
Needed a place to crash.
By myself.
I didn't know. I didn't know. Yeah.
What else do I do?
Did you?
I think I did open
you go
a drawer.
My stuff?
I think I opened a drawer.
No, was it the nightstand?
Because I was just looking for a fucking shirt to wear.
Why didn't
you
left me? When did you bring your?
I thought
bring
it would
a
be
suitcase.
I will. I just thought, like, I don't know. I just thought, like, I don't know. I thought we were gonna have a sleepover.
You just wanted to wear her shirt is what you're saying.
I wanted to smell her. Okay.
Yeah, you're like, this is amazing.
I mean, I did spend the night, and I did get in bed and probably snuggle
up
to her.
I think I did open a drawer, but I think it was to either find something because I was fucking freezing in your place and I couldn't figure out how to fucking turn it down. It was either to find socks or something to put on.
So yeah. we didn't really talk after that, I don't think.
Would you call after a date and they fucking leave you? No.
So we started reconnecting.
Me in person. Like in person.
I swear I didn't know. I didn't know. So we started reconnecting again, you know, in conventions, and she got older, you know, and we had more in common.
And literally at first I was like, hi. you're great. I'm good too.
Your house still cold?
Yeah, it's really cold. Oh, you moved house. Out. You got a bigger house. Great.
But she's so still. Good. But I still. Shut up. But I still like. She's still my little sister. You know. I mean, I still want to take care of her and like make sure. Like, I'll fucking kill somebody for her. So I just want to make sure like she's good and also like, you know, watch her grow and become you know, a wife and a mom and happy and successful and like all of those things.
Don't
that
make me cry.
That she, oh, you're Pisces. All of
I
those
cried
things.
When she left my. Bachelor party.
Oh,
I was like, I'm crying. Because she left a day early. I was like, oh my God. Okay. So I love you. Bye.
It's nice, you know? I mean, we're some people don't get this opportunity. You know, girls are weird with other girls, especially girls that do the same thing. But it's like, we don't really have that. We want to do things together.
Dude, I'd support this girl till the end.
She's
I always tell people to go watch her movie, go do this. She's doing this. More than I talk about myself.
Like, yeah, Danielle did that. She worked with that person. Yeah, she's in it. Go watch it. Go fucking watch it.
I love it. I'm happy to be here for the ride.
On that sappy note,
thank you guys all for coming so much.
Thank you guys.
This was super fun.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.